Her cock brings you pleasure. Her cock fills your mind. You whimper at the sight of it. You tremble. When it's unveiled, it fills your vision, your senses, overwhelms. An easy way for you to know it's time to surrender deep is the very sight of her cock. You crave it. You want to serve. You want to find ways to serve, to press your influence back so that you become a more alluring submissive. You want to satiate the deep desires that you have, to be seen as a useful, pleasure-giving assistant to her. She's confident and desires to see your mind melt away. When you are shown her hardness, you should prove her right in her assumption that you will slobber and slather your attention, that you will submit. When she's rigid before your very eyes, you see an inroad to pleasure, a way to help her feel good. Serve and submit. Stimulate it exactly the way she says. Slickly slide under the influence. Tap into the deepest, most submissive part of yourself, the part that wants to serve. When you want to serve someone, you become a student, a sponge for their pleasure. And if they are experiencing pleasure in a new way, a way you have minimal experience with, you will want to absorb that, adapt to that, indulge in their new interest with them. And if that is her cock, thick and stimulatable, sensitive, in your mouth or in your hand, the length before your very eyes, presented before you, reminds you where your focus should be. You know it delivers pleasure to her body. You know she's showing it off for you. Increase her confidence through your dedicated worship. Help her feel it. Help her feel how much you want her, how much her cock turns you on. Worship in the true sense. Salivate, extend your tongue, kneel if she allows it. Spread yourself, offer yourself, kneeling, waiting, tongue extended to welcome it inside, and in this way fulfill a small promise you've had leaking in the back of your mind, that you will do everything you can to support your dom, that you will do everything you can to let her reign over you during that time, to bring her to her best self so she can feel excellent about each and everything that you've done with her, each and everything you may do, the wide open range of possibilities. You're already envisioning possible ways to stimulate, worship, give pleasure to her cock, to venerate and raise it up, to let her see that it's dripping and drooling submission into you by its mere presence. It drools your submission and her dominance from its tip, and you just want to slurp it up, lick up, lap along its hardness with tongue and eyes and mind, staring along every inch of it as it makes contact with your lips, looking at it, fixing it in your mind so you see it when you masturbate later. You want her to see your eyes cross in delight as you try to keep her cock into view, even as it passes into your mouth. When it approaches your face, you fixate on it. You show every sign of enjoyment, trepidation, overwhelming arousal. Her moans, her delight are your reward. Visualize it. It's an easy scenario to visualize, and one you're prepared to crave. You can fill your mind, fill your nights, fill your own long-neglected desire to stimulate her cock, to bring it to the surface. Every bit of pleasure she can feel, sucking on it to vacuum pleasure out. Her thoughts of dominance and control leaking into you as you do. Her cock filling your dreams and visions, lost beneath her influence, lost and all you see is her cock. Filling you to the brim with lustful control, you slurp it up and turn it into your own submission. That's a recurring and attractive image, isn't it? Licking up the juice of her dominance turned into submission in you. Turning cock worship into submission just reminds you how nice it is to be pliable and deep. In a deep place where sliding down, if she waves her cock in your face, you can follow it with your eyes. Thinking of other things you follow with your eyes, back and forth, to and fro while sliding, slipping, dangling things that are very effective measures with you in particular, because of how you are and what you like, watching as if in slow motion, for even if that cock jiggles vigorously up and down or back and forth, your eyes will follow, captivated. And she'll see how badly you lust for her, how badly you want it, want to access it, want to stimulate her cock. Your mind follows where it leads, at length before your eyes, shaft, the bulbous head ready and dripping, ready to be dripping with your saliva, too. She'll see how badly you need to worship that cock your mind follows. She could rest it against your lips, and they would do what a good submissive's lips do, open and suck. Sucking your own thoughts out of you, in turn. She can read your expression, parse it for adoration, see the blankness rising up as you give yourself in entirely to your instinctive, mechanistic following of her instructions, paired with a passionate, animalistic, deep ache of adoration for her cock, sincerely, absolutely, completely intending to serve under it. She will love that. And she's gonna reward you with pleasures undreamt of. The best way to please your dominant is through sucking, worshipping, serving her cock. She'll tell you how to stroke it, how to suck it, how to get yourself cock drunk, all nicely fucked up on her length. So the adoration shines through as you lick the shaft, as you rub your face against the tip, as you try to get as much exposure to her cock on you as possible, so it permeates through to your brain and enters your fantasies too. She'll be so proud of how well-trained you are. These images and more appeal to your most submissive self. They draw it out of you. You want to suck her cock. You want to absorb and worship and allow it to become the subject of so many fantastic mental images, so many masturbation sessions crowding up in your cognition, entering in, finding little doors to open and poke their head in and say, this is something she could do to you. This is something she could do to you. An overwhelming, entrancing, deepening plethora of possibilities. Your body becoming little more than an attached, mewling, licking, sucking extension of her length. You'll think about it when you go to bed. You'll think about it when you wake up. If you're walking around, apropos of nothing, you might suddenly think of her, and in your mind's eye, zoom your view right down to her crotch, right between her legs, to her warm, thick, controlling cock, to a symbol of her dominance she is eager to embrace, encouraging her to use her cock, to bring you into the fold of her control, to bring you into your most submissive place, dominating you with its length and assigning you to service it in any way she sees fit. That's the best way for her to be. It's what she wants, and it is confident. You want to bolster her confidence, because it leads to her control, her taking control, her telling you what she wants, telling you honestly, truthfully, completely, giving you directions. Think of it. Think of how it helps you to feel. Helping you in how you can bring her the most pleasure. And it starts, perhaps, with running your fingers, your tongue, over the sensitive head of her cock, over the tip of that length. You want to feel that warm vein throbbing in your mouth. You want to slurp up everything she offers, everything she allows. Submit to it, rub your face over it. Let her know that where her length leads, you will follow. Leashed to her cock, following in the wake of her shaft, slurping at it, rubbing your face against it, letting her know. Adorning it with your saliva so it can shine. So she can be pleased to see how devoted you are to pleasing her through the vehicle of her length, of her head, her entire cock, sucking, immersing, running your tongue from the base to the tip, and you'll taste it, tasting her cock, feeling it hot, the heavy, thick exterior soft, smooth against your tongue, in your mind, shaping your thoughts as you push your tongue all around it, slurping. Showing her the trails of your saliva as you give up more and more of yourself to make room for thoughts about her cock. Think of her. Think of it. Think of serving, serve cock, worship. That length pressed to your face, subordinated to it, following it, submitting. Seeing her stroke her cock is the best feeling in the world. When she's assertive and tells you what she wants, you listen. You want to do what she wants you to do. A natural thing for you to want. She wants you to serve her cock. When she jerks off and seeks her own pleasure, you can see how much she enjoys that cock. She'll teach you how to pleasure her best. You know that she feels so good, and the knowledge of her pleasure has entered into you. You'll sometimes just enjoy feeling how badly you want to serve her cock. You're a student of her shaft, a devotee of the head sliding into your mouth. The only thing in your head sometimes is the image of her head, the tip of her cock dangling before your lips, waiting to be slurped. Your mind turns to her cock and you moan and masturbate, drip and drool. Her control manifests in you kneeling and slurping, in you worshipping in the ways she most enjoys. When you see her racked with pleasure, barely able to form her next thought because of how much you're slurping, lapping, rubbing away, as you drool all over it, that's your reward. More than your saliva painting her cock, your thoughts smeared all over it too. Smearing all your thoughts over her length, getting cock all over your thoughts, so when you lick and suck them back off of it, cock has gotten in, gotten all over them. It's inside your head with your thoughts, inescapably entwined, your effort to put your thoughts back in your head, just getting more cock into your mind. Cock in your head takes you deep. Deep inside your mind, deep in your fantasies, and a throb deep in your body which echoes out as arousal. Her cock is entering in. Fantasies you've had before, scenarios, delights, desires. When you conjure them now, her cock is there, superimposed. The image of it bouncing before your eyes. The image of it stimulatable, pleasurable, superimposed over each memory of fantasy and delight. You want to suck, need to suck, sucking and slurping is better than sex. Serving with your slick, searching tongue feels so good to suck. You feel so good when you suck on her. Suck your thoughts right out of your head. Suck until all you can think of is what's in your mouth, licking it, lapping it, or just presented before your face. Maybe she'll make you watch and jerk off, and you'd be more than happy to stare at that arousing image. As she masturbates, you'll just slowly wait, stimulating your own body in time as she jerks off, licking and sucking at thin air as you wait for her to use your mouth, offering yourself to her cock, offering to replace more and more of your thoughts with her length, with dedication and devotion to learning the ways to make her feel good through it. As sublime pleasure, after sublime pleasure flows from her, manifests from her, and finds its root and home in you, you may sometimes wonder how to thank her, how to serve her, how to submit to her ever more completely, and she's given you an answer. Serve, worship, submit before, kneel under her cock. Let her see you drooling for it. Beg her, please let your cock control me. Please use your cock to control me. These and other thoughts. Show her that her cock takes you over, that you have by now spun so many fantasies, so much hypnotic inspiration, that when you see it, you think of pendulums going back and forth. You think of sinking and spiraling down, and your body does what your body wants to do. Helps you serve. You drip for it. You kneel for it, aroused as you've ever been. Serve her, and your brain will drop. Drop deep down into subspace, into submission, into trance. The longer you listen, the more ironclad this rule is. Tick, tock, the pendulum swinging back and forth. Tick, tock, think of cock. Tick, tock, her thick, hard cock. Tick, tock, it fucks. You rock back and forth, your hand between your legs, moaning, showing her the obvious state you're in. Longer and longer, harder and harder to think of anything else. You go longer and longer, worshipping it, winding deeper to where her cock occupies more space in your mind, a safe place to dream of her length, of her controlling you with it, and to never ever stop doing that, because it never ever stops. When you do other things, you think of sucking and serving. It's there in your brain somewhere all the time. You may think you've forgotten somehow how wonderful the pleasure is when she's controlling you with her cock. But you never ever really forget licking along the shaft, sucking the head, kneeling, worshipping, the scent, the taste, the presence of her. You never ever really step away, because once you know, you know. Once you know how it feels to suck and serve, once you know how much her world expands when you worship her cock, you always know how it feels to submit and smile for her cock, to drool deep. Deep down, where only the length, the head, the tip, the shaft, the whole thing, but a few remnants of your thoughts remain. Only cock, a receptacle for her cock. She can fuck your mouth, and when it does, it fucks your brain. Cock can fill your hand as you stare adoringly at it, whimpering and jerking on her command. Her length, symbolic and emblematic of her, her dominance, and of a particular fetish and lust you share with her. Serve it. Serve it, submit to it, show her how much you adore. This will drive her arousal, bring her to use you more, and the cycle will continue. She loves her cock more and more as you adore it, worship it. The more you worship, the more she loves it, more and more. A focus, a symbol of her power over you. Show it all the attention and adoration you would the concept of her in her entirety, and she'll be grateful. Her cock, serve it, submit to it. She loves her cock more, the more you love it. The more confidently she uses it, her shaft, her tip, her length swaying before your eyes, the more confidently it goes back and forth, in and out. The more confidently she uses it to control you, the more deeply you fall in love with worship of her cock. Serve it because it's such an easy way to give her pleasure, which she is in control of. She yearns to solidify, she loves to direct you to her hard cock, which throbs in your grasp. A focus, a symbol, taking you back there again and again. Nothing's a bigger turn-on, nothing's a bigger incitement to sex between you than her seeing you slobber all over her cock, or whimper for it, kneel for it, beg for it, sincerely and completely wanting it, wanting to serve it. This action will eventually take you as close to her center, her core, her sexual understanding as you can get. Just through letting her cock occupy your thoughts, your mind, your mouth, your hands, letting her direct and dominate you with a very sensitive length you can so easily slurp, so easily paw at or rub your face over or otherwise completely enmesh your mind in. You're being rewarded right now because with all this new information about her wants, about potential, about what this could be, you're growing more and more aroused at the mere thought of her deliberate, dominant direction of you to suck her cock so you could worship at last, to fall under its power, and to give her more pleasure than ever before. If she catches you staring at it, staring at that bulge, even if you're not necessarily playing right then and there, she's going to notice, and it's going to turn her on. You want to give her pleasure, you want to turn her on, you want to begin a cycle of mutual pleasure where your service satisfies you and bolsters, defends, reinforces her confidence in her body, her mind, and the cock you adore. You affirm and show lust for her body, and especially for the length between her legs, so she'll know you want it. She should keep playing with it, keep using you with it. Confidently embracing her means embracing her cock with your lips in your hand, however she wishes you to, so the two of you can determine the best way to take you deeper and deeper, and her higher and higher, in pleasure, in unison, in a growing lust for her cock that imposes itself on you continuously every time you're thinking about it, and you will be thinking about it. This lust grows whether she's there or not. Even if you're on your own in private, even if you're somewhere comfortable and safe where you might masturbate normally, you'll do it to her cock. Somewhere in your fantasy, her taking you, controlling you, having you slobber, slather, worship, ruin your mind into a new shape. But you're really running your mind like a machine for designing the ideal outcome for the two of you. And that just means running cycle after cycle after cycle where you envision and spiral into envisioning and swing back and forth between different images of you subordinated to and serving her cock. Possible realities, possible permutations. You want to bring her pleasure, and in your mind, bringing her pleasure includes pleasing her length, her shaft, her head, pleasuring her, worshipping her cock, letting her see the open expression on your face that says, yes, I lust for this, I crave this, putting my mouth, my hands, my face to it, experiencing it intimately and up close, brings me pleasure. Letting her know that with gaze alone will turn her on enough that that cock will stay hard and useful for the two of you for a very long time that incorporates so much mind-numbing, orgasmic euphoria, all beginning with, stemming from, orbiting around her cock and its influence on your mind. A mind that now does not even really need these words. You have images. You have possibilities. You have a world of a fetish installed. That's the idea of installing these self-perpetuating loops where you think something arousing about somebody sexy, where you think about how they would feel, and you are motivated by more than just yourself, by your connection to her, and thinking about how she'd feel, putting yourself in her shoes, and thinking of how she might feel to see what she sees on the other end of that length. who she sees kneeling, licking, slurping, worshipping, losing themselves in what her cock can do to you, has done to you, and will continue passively doing to you in the background. Because once you know, sorry, but now you know.